I know, that's a bad... You can just... Flip?
Sure.
Let's go ahead and...
Yeah, I do.
It was good.
What crap? Hey, by the way, hey, let me ask you a question, okay? And let's just quit with the crap, okay? What's up? Why were Tim and Neil off the air? Because I was reading Don Barrett. Oh, bull crap. You guys know what it is. Now tell us. All right, Terry Ray, why were they off the air? Okay, if you got a memo that you can't say, say you got a memo that says you can't say. I've got a memo with Gary Moore. Okay. Right. A great man. You don't. That is such crap. All right, so in other words, folks, they all know, and they got a memo that says you can't say why. I know why. I don't know why, but here's what I heard. I didn't get any memo. Apparently, they made some crack about some condom in one of the studios. Isn't that right? They made some personal crack about somebody that works there. So you do know. What a couple of... I thought you guys were butch.
Phil Hendry.
Oh, my God, it's been all over town. What happened to Tim and Neil? Why are they not on? Well, actually, not all over town, but in the part of town that listens to them. Down, South Central, East Side, they're all wondering, where's Neil?
Yo, where's Neil?
And what happened to them? And why were they not on the air for 4 days? There's been speculation. People have... I know what I've heard, and I just gave it to you, that there's some personal comment about somebody that works over there, not at KFI, but works on one of the other stations, like Coast. Did you hear that one, Mike? And they went over the line with their comments about the guy. They got pissed off. I bet you it was Tim going off again. I'm just speculating now, but I bet you it was Tim Kelly flipping out. Didn't get enough sleep, didn't get his coffee into him, got in there at about 10 o'clock at night and started pissing and moaning about something and went ape crap. Because Tim, great guy, but he's a grump. Big, fat grump. What's the other time? Remember the time he went off on Carell and Andrew because the room stunk? It smelled a little too gay for them or something? I don't know. They were burning incense or something, so he flipped out on that. Then another time he flipped out because the cord tripped his big, stupid, fat ass. If you'd lose a little weight and you wouldn't come crashing down like a redwood tree up there in the Mendocino County where my wife and I will be spending a very luxurious 5 days. Big Tim, nice guy, hardworking guy, a real complainer, a real pisser and moaner. Not that I, don't do a little bit of it myself, but I don't think I've been suspended yet, have I? Although we were off the air a couple of weeks ago because of the Alaska Airlines crash. You could call that a suspension. You know what, Henry? You're too funny. We can't have you on during an airline crash. So anyway, the word was around town, these guys were off the air, but nobody knew why. Well, now you know why. They were suspended, and I don't know what the hell that was for. It was for some, specifically, I don't know what it was for. I know what the allegations are, and the allegations are that they made some kind of a comment about somebody, some condom or something in one of the studios, and that individual went to management, and management turned around and suspended them. Period. So that's all I know. But then again, maybe I don't know what I'm talking about, because I was reading Barrett's column this morning, and he said that it might have been some sort of setup job by management because they want to fire them, that it could have been some political point of view, that they took a vacation and that it was some kind of phony baloney, publicity stunt, which is done quite a bit in this business, as you know. These guys that get suspended for crap and then are back on the air in about 4 or 5 days because they worked it out and they got some phone. That's one of the oldest stunts in the book. How do I know? Because I was involved in one not too long ago. Actually, I did. I got suspended. Well, I got suspended from KVEN up in Ventura. I was on the air 3 weeks. And they blew me up because I said the owner had a funny-looking bald head with a vein sticking out in the top. And they got all upset about that. And I'll never forget, I was flying to Seattle. That weekend, I was suspended that weekend, and I was being flown to Seattle to a talk station up there, and they wanted to audition me on the air. And I went up and did this audition at the station in Seattle, and I stayed at a nice hotel, and I think I hit it out of the park that night. I was on a Saturday night. I think I did a pretty good show there for them. It was like a four-hour, three-hour talk show on a Saturday night. And then the next day, I went to brunch with the program director and his kind of clueless girlfriend. I mean, she was a nice lady, but she didn't quite get where she was or who I was or why they were. What is it? It's called brunch, okay? It's never mind. And then I went back down to Ventura, and I went back on the air. They finished their suspension of me, and I went about my business. 2 weeks later, I get offered the job up in Seattle. They call me, and they offer me the job. And I say that I'm going to take it. But I met for like 2 weeks. I said I was going to take the job. And then I said, no, I don't want the job. Now, I should have taken that freaking gig because the station I was at, it suspended my rear end. It was probably for about another 30 grand more a year. But I didn't. Why? Because ultimately, it was a better deal staying in Ventura. The owner, yeah, he was bald, but he was a nice guy. I'm bald, and I'm a nice guy.
Phil Hendry Show coming down the line in 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3...
Phil Hendry Show, 1-800-449-8686. I got this headphones turned all the way over, Craig, and I can't hear a freaking thing, okay? Tell me what I'm doing wrong, bye.
Main, I think, over there?
1-2-3, 1-2-3, 1-2-3. Why?
Phones,
why?
That's it. Phones, you gotta turn that one.
Yeah, but why is that controlling my headphone level down here?
This is just like a...
Who's been in here screwing around again? Honest to God. I got a headphone level down here, okay? I got it cranked all the way wide open. I can barely hear it. Now I got to go up here. Now, if I play any music or anything out of there, what's it going to sound like? I know that this room is used by other people to do dubbing and to do some voice work early on in the day, all right? Is there any reason for them to be over here?
No.
Then why is this different all of a sudden? Why is the configuration and the sound of this thing different? Do I have to go and complain? Do I have to jump up and down? Do I have to hold my breath? 1-2-3, 1-2-3, 1-2-3, 1-2-3, 1-2-3.
That has to stay on air.
Yeah, I get that. 1-2-3, 1-2-3. Let me see something. Pardon me, folks. I wish to God I didn't have to do this while I was on the air. This might be something that I could do off the air, but I can't, you know, there's no way you can really judge a headphone level until you get on the air. One thing, I got to be honest with you, one problem I never had. Now, why is this CD player not queuing up? What the hell's wrong with it? You know, I'll tell you one thing, when I was...
There it goes.
I don't want it in queue.
Well, it's got
to... Oh, God. Okay.
Olive oil.
Pardon me for just one moment. We're testing our equipment. Okay, that's fine. That sucks. All right, that's good. It's like any job that you might have. You know, you have certain tools, certain things. Like if you sit down at your computer or whatever job it is that you've got, you sit down there, the computer was configured a certain way, there was certain information that you wanted to go to, and somebody's deleted a file or moved a file. Sure, you can find the file, but what are they doing moving it in the first place? That's your computer, right? And secondly, where are you supposed to go to find this file that they moved? So you have to sit there, futz around with it, and maybe 10, 20 minutes, a half hour of your day is shot. Such is what I walked into here this morning, and I apologize. Okay. 1-800-449-8686. We're going to talk politics because the South Carolina primary is coming up, and just 3 days before the South Carolina GOP presidential primary, John McCain has landed the endorsement of Gary Bauer, a staunch conservative who dropped out of the race 2 weeks ago, and they also had a debate yesterday. Larry King moderated this thing that apparently was quite vociferous, quite calamitous, quite confrontational, quite. And it was with the three. There was McCain, there was Bush, and there was a guy named Alan Keyes. You may or may not know who he is. He is also contending for the presidential nomination of the Republican Party. He's got about, I don't know, 6%, 7, 8, 9% of the vote. The guy's not really much of a player. And you'll notice that I haven't said yet that he's a black guy. Most people probably, as soon as I said Alan Keyes, oh, he's the black one. Well, I wanted to avoid that. I wanted to just say, he's another guy, okay? But I guess I have to. I guess that's the only thing that distinguishes the guy in the minds of most people. The black one, you mean? Larry Grover is with us. Larry's with conservatives of Kern County on the line from the west side this evening. And it's interesting. Very, very interesting. Some of the things that are going on, Larry, with this presidential primary. The presidential race so far, correct? Hello? Larry?
Yeah, Phil.
Okay, what? I don't know what's going on here, man.
You had some problems. I'm right here with you.
Yeah, we've got some problems, all right. So anyway, you were saying?
What I was saying, basically, is that the presidential, the Republican Party right now, I think, is being sapped of a lot of its vitality and energy by this guy, John McCain, who I have seen and I'm not impressed with. I'll tell you, I'm a George Bush supporter, and I am a George W. Bush supporter, as I was a Ronald Reagan supporter. I've tried to remain true to the tenets, the platforms, and the mainstream philosophy of the Republican Party. But I think what has happened with John McCain, we've got one in the woodpile with this guy, because John McCain spent 5 years in a prisoner of war camp in North Vietnam. He has traded well on his reputation as a prisoner of war and later as a distinguished, earlier as a distinguished member of the armed services and then later with his public service. But everybody that knows anything about McCain, and if you saw this debate last night, you know this is true as well. The guy's got a bad temper. I don't think he's a clear thinker. And I don't think this is a guy that's going to make a good president of the United States. There's one other area that needs to be addressed, I think, and needs to be looked at. And that is this area of his prisoner of war status during the Vietnam era, Phil.
Now, when was he a prisoner of war?
It was sometime in the late 1980s, late 1960s when he was a prisoner of war.
Where about was he held at the, what is that place the prisoners talked about?
That was the Hanoi Hilton.
And that was like a hellhole, wasn't it?
That was the main prisoner of war camp in North Vietnam, right.
And it got the nickname Hanoi Hilton by the American prisoners, right?
That is correct. And they did things to our American servicemen, violated every tenet of the Geneva Convention. The North Vietnamese still have not paid at the International Tribunal for what they did to our prisoners. But I think that question needs to be answered now, Phil, because McCain spent 5 years as a captive of the North Vietnamese Army under the aegis of a government that is communist. As such, he spent 5 years under the aegis of a communist armed forces. They utilized probably every technique that is known to a conquering army to create aversion therapies, brainwashing techniques. And I will alert your audience to a little something else, Phil, that they might be interested in. In the early 1960s, there was a film called The Manchurian Candidate.
And I'm familiar with it.
You remember that film, Phil, had to do with a man who had been captured by the communists, had a subliminal message implanted in his mind, and was going to be run for president of the United States. In essence, he would be a communist candidate for the presidency.
Understood. And that was a film in the early 60s with whoever the hell that was.
I think it was Lawrence Harvey.
Lawrence Harvey, and I think it was Frank Sinatra in that movie. So the theory being that they brainwashed him.
The theory was they was brainwashed and that there was a personality alteration, there was a philosophical alteration done to the individual. Let's now bring it into real life. John McCain is now running for the presidency of the United States of America. And where did he spend 5 years of his life? He spent it in a prisoner of war camp under the aegis of a communist government and a communist-led military. Can our country afford, and can our country stand to run for president and elect as president of the United States a man who might have been manipulated, who might have...
Are you saying that you think that it happened to McCain? Are you saying...
I don't know, but I do know that we stand on the side of prudence. The Republican Party must stand on the side of prudence. We cannot take the chance of electing a John McCain president when he spent 5 years in a communist prisoner of war camp. Now, what did they do to him over there? What did they do to them? What would you wonder about a guy like McCain once he came out of a communist prisoner of war camp? And I would say to Senator McCain this evening, Senator, you owe us a complete explanation because there is something very wrong. There's something wrong with this guy. I'm going to tell you, Phil, there's...
All right, I need to take a break here. What you're saying is, you know... It takes a little bit of thought and digestion, okay?
Well, you have to ask yourself, do you want a guy like this who has undergone the kind of personality profiling and mind control that can go on in a communist prisoner of war camp?
And all right, hold on, please. Larry Grover from Conservatives of Kern County talking about the South Carolina primary coming up and John McCain, who might have been brainwashed by the communists. 1-800-449-8686. I want to ask him about the viability of this whole thing and whether he's just being paranoid. I don't know. John McCain is running for president along with George Bush. John McCain is the senator from Arizona. George Bush is the governor of Texas. Alan Keyes, a conservative talk show host, etc. These guys are running for president of the United States on the Republican side. And McCain has written a book about his experiences in Vietnam. Many people like this guy, myself included. I've kept my opinions out of this debate so far. But many people like the guy. Many Democrats like the guy. And when we come back, I'm going to ask Mr. Grover about the fact that McCain has pulled quite a few independents and Democrats to his side. It's the Phil Hendry Show, 1-800-449-8686. Phil Hendry Show, 1-800-449-8686. Larry Grover with Conservatives of Kern County. Those of you listening to us nationally, Kern County is the Bakersfield area of California. He's on our newsmaker line this evening and talking about John McCain. You're a mainstream, staunch Republican. Is that true, Larry?
Phil, I have supported the candidacies of Ronald Reagan. I supported the candidacy of George Bush. I supported the candidacy of Robert Dole. I supported the candidacy of... And do now support the candidacy of George W. Bush. What I do not support is John McCain's interloping, and I do...
How much of this is just you trying to get George Bush's, you know, get his support back up?
Well, I think his support is very strong, and I don't think that...
Well, that's not what the polls are saying, that George Bush is having a tough time maintaining his lead. This is a much stronger candidacy from McCain than anybody thought. He is obviously a war hero.
Well, let's hold on that war hero talk for just a second. You say he's a war... Yes, he spent 5 years in a prisoner of war camp. I don't know that automatically makes you a war hero, considering the things that I've said. And again, I don't know what they did to him. And
well, to my way of thinking, a guy survives 5 years in a prisoner of war camp. He's some kind of a hero. I don't know what. And you're talking about how the communists might have brainwashed him into becoming some sort of a plant or an exploding unexploded bomb here in our political system. Sounds a little paranoid, okay?
Yeah, it sounds a little paranoid, Phil, to a McCain supporter. It sounds a little paranoid, Phil, the Democrats that are coming. Doesn't sound paranoid to the mainstream Republican Party.
Okay, is that your statement?
That's my statement for now, yes, sir.
All right, let's go to Green Bay on the Phil Henry Show. Hi.
Hello.
Yes, ma'am, you're on the air.
Yes, sir. Are you a veteran? Larry?
No, ma'am, I am not a veteran. I don't think that enters into the conversation at all.
It most absolutely does.
No, I don't think you have to be a veteran to understand aversion therapy and what the communist-controlled army of North Vietnam could have done to Mr. McCain.
Let me tell you what I do understand. I am an Air Force veteran, having gone through survival, evasion, resistance, and escape. And let me tell you this, Mr. Larry.
I don't think that is the same thing as undergoing 5 years of torture at the hands of the communist
army. No, it's not, but it's a lot closer than what you've gone through. Now, let me also say that I am a staunch Republican, and I don't know...
As am I.
And I don't know for whom I'm going to vote, but I don't think you have any right saying that Mr. McCain is not a viable candidate because he's been through prisoner of war.
You want some, as Mr. Henry called him, an unexploded bomb, a hand grenade that hasn't gone off in our political process? The Communist Party had their hands on him for 5 years. Why isn't anybody talking about... Let me tell you something. A little TV show that's on called The X-Files. I don't know if you've ever watched it.
Probably because it's a little TV show.
All right. Okay. Have you ever heard of it, though?
I've heard of it.
There's a lot of stuff that goes on that we don't know about.
Oh, no doubt.
And a lot of stuff that's... And the people of the X-File deal that I've been watching, they bring this out a lot. Okay?
All I'm saying...
What does the X-Files have to do?
I'm saying that you don't know... You know, a blind man holds the tail of an elephant and he thinks it's a snake.
All I'm saying is you don't know either. You have no clue what a prisoner of war camp is like.
Well, let me ask the lady in Green Bay, ma'am. Do you think there's any credulity that should be lent to John McCain being some brainwashed Manchurian candidate?
The lady laughs. Why?
Absolutely
because she was
not.
In the Air Force.
And let me
yeah.
tell you. And what were you, sir?
Ma'am,
what
I'm
were
an,
you?
Paying my taxes every day and supporting your Air Force ass.
What military were you, sir?
And I was paying your three squares a day in the United States Air Force, and I was supporting your education as an airman.
As an Air Force cadet, and I appreciate that.
You better believe. That's what I was doing with my time, ma'am.
And what kind of mental strain have you gone through, sir?
Well, you don't have to be a brain surgeon. John McCain, everybody looks, this guy's a whack job, okay?
Okay, now you're going goofy.
No, I'm not. The guy is whack. Ask anybody that works for him. He's goofy. He's goofier than two coats of paint.
Larry, would you say that President Clinton has done a good job in his 8 years of presidency?
No, I would not. I can't wait to get that guy out of office.
Okay, well...
But I want the man that replaces him to have his feet on the ground and not be running around going, you know, or whatever.
Someone who's not a draft dodger, right?
I don't want a guy with a Napoleon hat on either.
All right, ma'am. Thanks for your call this evening. 1-800-449-8686. Here's Columbia on the Phil Henry Show. Hello.
Hey, how
yes,
you doing
sir.
This evening?
Yes, sir.
I'll make it short, sweet, get to the point. Cannot for the life of me believe this guy from California here. I'm with Green Bay. I think she's on top of it. I think the only nut job is the guy calling from California.
And why am I nuts? Because I love my country? All of a sudden, loving your country is your nuts.
That would make me nuts, too. That would make me nuts, too, because I love my country.
You love your country?
Yes.
What about this guy McCain? The guy was with the communist control.
He's a war hero.
North Vietnamese.
Open your eyes.
Hello,
you say.
He was dumb enough to get captured, wasn't he?
All right, now hold on with that talk. What do you mean dumb enough to get captured?
The man underwent
5 years of torture at the hand. And you know that they offered to let him go when they found out that he was from a distinguished military family, and he said, no, I'm not going to leave my comrades here.
Amen.
That's a bunch of crap from his book.
No,
I'll tell
not.
You.
A bunch of crap?
Look, buddy, are you
no,
a Republican?
This guy is out of his tree. Yes, I'm a Republican.
Okay, then what are you talking... George W. Bush is the only hope we've got for recapture.
Listen, you're an embarrassment to the Republican Party.
For the last 10 years, I worked my ass off to get...
Well, I'll tell you what, maybe you should have been in therapy, pal. Man, you're doing more for dissension in the Republican Party than unity.
Wait
Come
a minute.
On.
You calling me nuts?
At the very least, let's don't. Yes, you're
Are you
nuts.
Call,
just
you're
like
calling,
you're calling McCain nuts.
You're calling me nuts.
Just like you're calling McCain nuts.
Okay,
yes,
all bets are off.
I think I have more proof.
All right, hold, hold the line, sir, in Columbia. Okay. And Mr. Grover, you'll hang on here. Phil Hendry Show. Phil Hendry Show at 1-800-449-8686. Go to the Phil Hendry Show website. It's philhendryshow.com. And check out all of the marvelous things that we have to offer you there. The potpourri, the cornucopia, the abundant and almost opulent festive setting, the interior landscape of the human condition can be revealed unto you there at philhendryshow.com just by looking at it. And we have a pet mouse, by the way. My daughter has a mouse. So sometimes I take the mouse out of the cage and I put it in my pocket, because a mouse will do that. It'll sit in your pocket. And sometimes it'll stick his nose out and look. So I'm on the computer the other night, and I logged on to philhenryshow.com. The freaking thing sticks its head out of my pocket. It's like, huh? I mean, it was the mouse is staring at my website like it was the worst crap he'd ever laid his eyes on. Just his whiskers are going goofy. And I said, what's wrong with you? And he got out of my pocket and just walked away. Screw this. I'm not staying in your pocket. Not if I got to look at that. So anyway, you can order up the Phil Hendry Show, the Best of Phil Hendry Show CD at philhendryshow.com, $23.50, $3.54, shipping and handling, $20 for the people at my friend's place. These guys are a resource center for homeless and runaway kids in Hollywood. They do great work, and we're very happy to be affiliated with them. And as of this morning, $89,000 and change. So we're just about at the $90,000 mark. Love to make 90 G's by the end of the month. It's going to be a beautiful thing. 1-800-449-8686. I wanted to give the gentleman here in Columbia a little more time. Larry Grover from Conservatives of Kern County. Is on the line.
Phil, it's just a point to make, too, Phil, is that I am a very loyal Republican, but I want to make this point. John McCain was offered his freedom for the North Vietnamese prisoner of war camp. He didn't take it. And
he didn't take it because he didn't want to leave his comrade.
Yeah, so he said. Now, let me tell you something, my friend. Somebody offers me freedom from a prisoner of war camp, I am gone. You won't even see the exhaust settle. I'll be back in America before the exhaust settled. So what's that about, that he was so comfortable? And
I think you're really, really defaming the man when you say that.
Well, I don't mean to defame him, but I'm wondering, was he comfortable? Or was the story about him caring about his comrades, was that the true story?
All right, let me go back to Columbia here on the Phil Hendry Show. Go ahead, sir.
Hey, what proof do we have? What gives us any reason to question him other than the fact that he was loyal to his comrades?
There's a little
to me that says a lot about his character. That doesn't say that he was comfortable there. That says that this guy is just chock full of patriotism.
Hey.
I mean, nobody was comfortable in the Hilton, the Hanoi Hilton. Nobody.
Well, let me tell you something, my friend. As I said to the lady in Green Bay, Wisconsin, there's a little thing on TV called The X-Files.
And it's a fictional show.
There's a lot of stuff that's going on around here, and you ought to keep your eyes open.
Hey,
and this guy McCain.
I understand what you're saying there, but
okay.
Listen to me.
Okay.
Man, the X-Files, come on, the X-Files. Fox just had Who Wants to Marry a Multimillionaire on there last night. The X-Files has about as much truth, as one of the episodes of The Simpsons.
Well, there's some things that come very, very disquietingly close to reality on that show. That's all I'm saying.
What has the X-Files got to do with John McCain?
I'm saying stuff.
Amen.
There's stuff. Okay. So you think I'm nuts? You're the guy that thought I was nuts, right?
Yes.
You know what? That was rude of me to say that. I apologize to you for saying that.
Thank you.
I should just think it quietly.
Okay. Ha ha ha.
All right. I got to take a break, sir. Thank you very much for your call. Here's Mount Laurel. Mount Laurel, you're on the Phil Hendry Show. Hello.
Hello.
Yes, sir. Hi.
I'd like to talk to this gentleman who's ranting, raving like a maniac.
I'm ranting and raving.
Yes, listen to me now. I heard you on the radio. Now, listen to what I've got to tell you.
Yeah?
I'm a former Army captain. Spent 3 years in the Pacific, World War II. I'm 76 years old. All my life, I've been a staunch Democrat. Okay? And I know what it is to be in combat. Now, what evidence do you have about this nonsense, this Hollywood program you're talking about, that there's not one iota of proof of evidence that this thing ever happened or could happen.
Well,
I think you are
wait,
delusional.
Wait a minute. Let me finish.
I heard you.
Let me finish. I was going to give you proof.
All right, just let me finish, if you will. I think you are an anal retentive delusional maniac.
Anal retentive.
You don't know what the hell you're talking
Democrat.
About.
You're
you have
the Democrat.
No education. You have no evidence. Why don't you talk about President Junior Bush, who spent time in the Air Force at the government expense? It cost $1 million to train this guy to be a jet fighter pilot, and he winds up flying a desk for some political honcho out in Georgia somewhere.
Flying
talk
a desk.
Talk about that. Here's a real death.
You think that's
doctor.
Funny, huh, Mr. Henry? You laughing at this guy?
I thought flying a desk was very funny, yeah.
This guy's a Democrat like you are, Henry. And this guy, you'd make fun.
I'm voting for McCain.
He's a Democrat like me.
I've been a Democrat all my life.
There you go. There's a lot of Democrats that have voted for McCain. I may be one of them, too.
Well, both of you guys, you see, there you go. That proves it. Because
you
McCain came
stupid.
In. Wait
you
a second.
Are stupid.
McCain came in to. Oh, the real gutsy Marine, whatever the hell he was, hung up. God damn it, that pisses me off. That
you watch your language on my show, okay?
Well, why does he hang up and he doesn't give me a chance to say what I want to say?
Go ahead.
Huh?
Go ahead. Say what it is you want to say.
This guy, let me tell you, Phil, and I mentioned it before, a little show called The X-Files. And that,
well, you get off of The X-Files, okay?
I wanted to know if this guy had seen a TV show called The Manchurian Candidate, which come on about 1960, I don't know what the hell it was. And
The Manchurian Candidate was a movie, okay?
Yeah, okay, it was a movie. I thought it was a television program?
No, it was a movie.
But do you remember what it was about? It's a guy who was taken prisoner by the communist government of China, or North Korea, I forget which, and Lawrence Harvey was in it, and Frank Sinatra, and I thought that, who the hell was in that deal? Was Eva Marie Saint was in it. She was a hell of a piece of ass. She was in that one, and there was another one, I forget who. But this was about...
Eva Marie Saint being a piece of ass has got nothing to do with what we're talking about, okay?
All right, I apologize for that. What I'm saying is, this was about a guy who had been at the behest and had been under the control of the communist government and was brainwashed. John McCain spent 5 years in a North Vietnamese prisoner of war camp. All I'm saying is, what did they do to him? What did they do to him? Did they do anything to him? And if they did... What? Communism is still with it. Bill Clinton is being hailed by everybody. Yeah, he was president for 8 years. But you can be sure that there is some kind of a socialist agenda that may be, and I talk about the X-Files, some kind of a deal with a socialist agenda by sticking this McCain in there.
By the communist government of North Vietnam.
Of Vietnam. Of the communist conspiracy, yeah.
Oh, man,
I'm nuts, right?
No, it's just, you know, you got your head so full of theories. Here's Santa Maria on the Phil Henry Show. Hello.
Yes.
Yes, sir.
Larry, I just need to comment.
Yes,
to Larry.
This is Larry Grover.
Yes, Larry, I just need to comment back to you. First thing I have to say is your statement about if they'd have given you the opportunity to leave Vietnam, you'd have been out there and you wouldn't even see the exhaust settle.
A prisoner of war camp? Yeah, I'd have gotten out.
Yeah, you know, it's a good thing that in our previous wars in the United States, we didn't have people like you with that mentality that they're going to run.
Here we go. So it's going to be a personal attack on me, huh?
No. The other thing is, The other thing is, I really think, Larry, that you need to, base your theory on something other than a fictional movie.
What movie? Manchurian Candidate? The X-Files?
Manchurian, whatever it was.
I don't...
Another thing that I need to say to you, I... have 26 years in the military. I'm in the Air Force, and I noticed that you said to the young lady, instead of thanking her for the service to her country, I noticed you said, you know, you paid her taxes.
You better believe it, my friend.
Don't forget, Larry.
Saying thank you, I put you guys through school and training and the military and the whole,
Are you aware that those of us in the military also pay taxes just like you?
Yeah, well, okay, here's change for your dollar. There, you got your tax money back, okay? I'll tell you something, son. You better start looking at what this guy McCain with the... And I mentioned the X-Files for this. John McCain's good looking, okay?
I'm glad that he appealed to you.
I hear a lot of noises, around my home, and there are things that have been said that I don't particularly appreciate. I was hung up on by the guy. I think Senator McCain owes us, you know, the reason why I mentioned the X-Files, do you know about some of the sightings that have been? You're familiar with the sightings?
No, I don't know what you're talking about.
I'm talking about unidentified flying objects. I'm talking about Art Bell and his show.
I really think we're getting way off.
There has been.
Yeah, what has this got to do with McCain?
Yeah,
I'm saying a socialist agenda that could be promulgated or proffered by a alien civilization.
Larry, the only thing I can ask of you
is to
keep the...
And the guys told me that, too.
Hey, Larry, the only thing
yeah.
I wish ask you to do is to keep your comments as your comments and not the Republican Party.
I'm a Republican.
There's a bunch of us that don't agree with you.
Okay.
That's all I have to say.
Great.
Thanks
very much, sir. Here is... So let me get this straight. A socialist agenda by aliens.
No, I didn't say that. I said, sir, that the Communist Party has a socialist agenda, and because of a lot of the stuff that's going on that we don't know anything about. I'm just talking about McCain.
Yeah, okay, I heard what you said. Charlotte on the Phil Hendry Show, hello.
Yeah, hello. I was just wondering, how long has McCain been out of the camp? Because to me, it's been quite a while. Nothing's happened since then.
He hasn't been doing a great job doing what? Sitting on his rear end in Arizona, waiting and biding his time so that when he does get to be president of the United States, kaboom.
Yeah, but I'm just wondering what this other guy's trying to sit there and say. That
what the other guy sit there, who?
The other guy that was on the line.
The other guy that was on the line?
This is Phil, right?
Yeah, this is Phil.
Yeah, well, the other guy's in there saying that he's going to go off like a time bomb. It's been like 20 years later since McCain's been in the camp. And nothing has happened. I mean,
they're waiting until he becomes president.
Yeah.
Oh, that's funny.
I think that guy's from California, right?
They're waiting until he becomes president, and then kaboom.
Yeah. Well.
Okay. This is Larry. Thanks for calling. Here is Salida, I think it is, on the Phil Hendry Show. Hello.
Yeah, Salida, Colorado.
Salida, yes, sir.
To verify the comment about John McCain being a national war hero, the training that he received was to stand beside his comrades. If one person goes home, they all go home.
Oh, that's something out of a movie.
No, it's not. I'm a veteran myself. This is part of the training that I went through, and the whole United States military will back me up on this.
Yeah, well, okay.
And
what
now,
about the X-Files?
As far as you're concerned about
me... What about the X-Files?
I've watched the X-Files a little bit, too. What about the sightings? Yeah, there is some mental training going on there.
Okay.
But these gentlemen, when they are released from POW camps, they go through a type of debriefing.
Are you telling me that there was no possible way that John McCain was indoctrinated into a socialist way of thinking by aliens or some extraterrestrial conspiracy?
Under that same thought, you have been done the same.
I beg your pardon?
Under that same thought that you just said, you have been done the same.
I've been done the same?
Yes. How do we know for a fact that you haven't been taken up into a spaceship and come back to Earth?
Oh, okay. If you want to go down that road, how do we know for a fact that you haven't?
Okay, so what...
it turns the tables on you a little bit, doesn't
it? Hey, I'm willing to say I don't know for a fact, but I do know
this. All right,
this
so much. In other words, you're saying that you could have been taken up into a spaceship, right?
Hey.
And I'm saying, all right, then why doesn't John McCain admit the same thing about himself?
Well...
Yeah, can't answer that one, can you?
Well, can you? Can you answer
because
your point?
It may be true.
That's right.
And, oh, come on, will you?
Then why hasn't he said something? And 5 years,
No. Back up here. Five months, five days, it doesn't matter.
There,
you stand together. Nobody
McCain,
goes home unless they all go home.
This is he's accusing George Bush's people of making crank phone calls. You got...
Wait here. Let's not get to the point of pointing fingers.
He's got a lot of Democrat friends, too, doesn't he? That's very suspicious.
Well, I'll tell you what. I know a lot of Democrats have voted for Mr. Reagan when he was elected president. Is there anything wrong with that?
The Outer Limits, which was on ABC television...
Now, let's keep the TV out of this.
All right, okay, fine. Let's keep the TV out of it.
The point is that John McCain is a national war hero. I think he'd make a wonderful president. He's got experience and things that we need somebody in there for.
And he's been completely indoctrinated into a socialist way of thinking, as promulgated
have,
on the
no and, ground.
And I know that you don't want me to. And I know you don't want me to say this, but the Outer Limits, which was on ABC TV.
No. Now we just agreed we'd keep TV out of this.
You did say that, okay?
All right, but why? Why am I allowed? Why is he allowed to make his point and I can't make mine?
You can make your point. Please do, but leave TV out of it.
So you're setting up parameters for me, but I don't set them up for you.
Go right ahead.
Okay. What I'm saying is, Rod Serling died in 1975. Okay?
Okay.
That was the Twilight Zone.
Now, there you go with your TV thing.
You said I could say.
Right, but no TV. Let's keep this something that...
Why does the media love this guy so much? Why does the media love McCain so much?
Why did the media love Mr. Clinton so much?
They have never loved a Republican until this guy comes along. Why?
No.
Why?
No, that's wrong there.
The
that's
socialist
there.
Conspiracy. And you don't want me to mention Outer Limits? Okay, I won't. But for 6 years, the Twilight Zone was pretty good.
Yeah, it was good entertainment.
It? All right.
What's that got to do with...
No, all right, never mind. All I'm saying...
All right, now I got to take a break. Thank you, sir, for your call. 1-800-449-8686. The Outer Limits on ABC TV. Now, there was a show. Great. I might agree with that. What's it got to do with McCain? Other than the fact that he was indoctrinated into a socialist way of thinking by alien North Vietnamese soldiers. 1-800-449-8686. Phil Hendry Show.
I know, and you don't take any of it seriously because I'm whack and John McCain is not, even though he has a reputation, Phil.
No, I didn't say that, if you just let me finish.
Even though John McCain has a reputation for being a loose cannon and is almost as nuts, he's almost as goofy as a March hare, you forget about it because I'm nuts because I'm bringing it up, okay?
Well, no, it's the constant reliance that you have on theories having to do with... What is this, the thing that John McCain's good-looking?
He is a good-looking and very... Bill Clinton, okay, why is he hailed by everyone, and yet he has been president for 8 years, and he's ruined us? Ronald Reagan, probably one of the best presidents we ever had, and he's walking around bumping into walls. Why is there there's no justice. That's what I'm talking about, and that's why I'm on your program discussing it tonight.
Okay, here is Austin on the Phil Hendry Show. Hello.
Hi, Larry.
Yes, ma'am.
Hi. Yes.
Hi.
Listen, I am a full Bush supporter. I have been a Bush supporter for some time.
Hallelujah.
I worked on President Bush's campaign, but I do want to tell you something, and I'm not an ex-military. I'm not presently military.
Right.
But I'm a little concerned that I think you're a little radical right now in your way of thinking.
Well, what do you think of this McCain guy?
Well, I'm thinking that maybe you're almost helping the cause for McCain by, if you want to help Bush, I think you need to talk about the issues that Bush is behind.
Well,
I don't think you need to start talking about McCain and how you think he's been brainwashed.
Well,
and how
I think that the guy I think he's as dingy as two coats of paint, and I think people need to understand that this guy McCain, and every time I want to bring up the Outer Limits, somebody says I'm not allowed to.
And that's fine, and that's your opinion, and you're entitled to that, but I don't think that that's going to sell.
How old are you?
I'm 28.
All right, so you don't know the Outer Limits.
Well, but what does that matter?
Well, because that was in the 1960s when a lot of this was going on.
And
what
fine.
Does the Outer Limits on...
ABC Television, Phil, produced a program that warned us stuff like this was going to happen.
The Outer Limits? Okay, go ahead, ma'am. I'm sorry.
So, Larry, this is my point. See, I mean, can you please talk about the issues that Bush is behind or something positive about Bush instead of just bringing up these Outer Limit movies and all these negative things that people don't understand where you're coming from? I mean, I think it's scaring people to the other side.
No. People are going to know that George W. Bush, he's the guy to go for.
Well
that's
sure.
The guy.
I mean,
he's not watching X-Files. He's okay.
Well, but, right. No, I understand. I mean, hopefully,
we're all
going to.
I got to take another call, ma'am. Thank you very much. Here is San Antonio on the Phil Hendry Show. We're getting some Texas calls this evening. Yes.
Yes. I was wondering if Larry had seen a documentary that was recently released called Return with Honor.
No, ma'am, I have not seen that.
This is a documentary, case files from Vietnam with Mr. McCain, and also a man that I worked with who was shot down at the same time, was in the same camp with Mr. McCain.
Who's that?
Dr. McNish was his name, is his name.
I never heard of him.
Well, you wouldn't. I mean, this is a film that showed all the prisoners as they were being shackled and led through the
there you go.
Crowds.
There, thank you.
No, wait a
there
minute.
There you go. Thank you for calling, ma'am. You're backing me up.
No, I'm not backing you up.
Yeah,
look, my dad was in the Bataan Death March.
These
he was
guys
a prisoner
were
of war for 3 years.
How old are you, ma'am? How old are you?
I'm 64.
Okay. The naughty word that you used. You saw The Outer Limits, right?
No, I didn't.
Oh, come on, you're 64. You must have been parked in front of it every week.
I don't watch movies like that or TV or
well,
whatever.
Well, on it, the guy comes, an alien.
What does that have to do with this?
That John McCain could have been indoctrinated into alien philosophy.
Oh, my goodness. Sir.
What?
I think you have a real problem, and I'm
oh,
sorry.
Oh, I got a problem because I disagree with you.
Yeah, no, that's not the only.
You don't think that John McCain was indoctrinated into alien philosophy via a... ha, 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 ha. God damn it.
You're welcome to your own opinion.
Yeah,
I'm just giving mine.
Thanks a lot.
Sorry.